Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling. Looks like 3989's been coming out of a second account for several months. And I need that was not authorized.
Okay, you're breaking up. I heard a little bit of what you said, then you just broke up.
There's $39.89 coming out of my checking account for several months that was not authorized. So I need to I guess, process a fraud claim and get a refund.
Your first and last name?
The account is under last name, C-O-N-N-E-R, first name, James.
And you are you his husband? I mean, his wife?
His sister.
Okay. And can you verify? No problem. Can you verify the address?
1203 77th Street.
Newport News.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's the account I have. And I have an email address, pete4nascar@gmail.com. One moment.
Okay.
And the phone number associated with the account is 757-995-3526. Is this his information?
Yes.
Okay, so let me take a look at the account and see what was ordered. One moment.
The gentleman that we spoke to before you said mm-hmm. it was for entry into a contest.
And a contest or a survey?
He said his entry into a contest for like mm-hmm. an iPhone, iPad, and we didn't authorize $40 a month to come out of the account.
Mm-hmm. Did he enter in a contest or complete a survey for an iPad, though?
He is disabled, mm-hmm. and that is something he would do.
I see. Okay. So now the representative transferred to the fraud department.
Right, because I told him these charges were not authorized so that we can process a
But it's not, I understand, but it's not fraud.
I don't know why he transferred me to then.
Hmm.
Other than I told him we didn't authorize these payments mm-hmm. for $40. A contest, I mean, I guess if it's for an entry into a contest.
Correct.
I don't understand if that justifies a $40 charge on his account without his knowledge.
When he entered in the contest and selected the iPad as his gift, he also was given permission to sign up, it looks like, for a meal plan app. Let me just double check. Let's see. Yes, it's a meal plan app that provides him with healthy eating tips, nutritional recipes, and things like that. But all of that is a part of the survey. And when he selected, you know, that iPad, the representative did cancel out the account to make sure no additional charges will be applied, but he transferred to the fraud department. Hold on for one moment, taking a look at the account. And it looks like we attempted to bill you on the, well, to bill him on the 28th of November, but that charge was declined.
I'm looking at the account right now. Mm-hmm. It went through. For $39.89 in November, $39.89 in October.
Correct. And then November the 28th, we attempted to bill him and that charge was declined.
So that'd be twice in November.
Correct. But the charges are valid based on what your brother signed up for.
What I'm telling you is mm-hmm. he's disabled and would not have signed up for this. And mm-hmm. so I need this money refunded back to his account.
Okay. What I can do as a courtesy is refund the October charge. I can do that as a courtesy, but the charges are valid based on the terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions that he did over the phone?
When he signed up for the entry for the iPad, yes. See, there's terms and conditions when he signed up. It explains in detail what he's signing up for. And we do have a strict refund policy. But because of the unfortunate circumstances, I am able to at least credit the most recent charge. The representative, it looks like the account's been canceled though for some time. Hold on for one moment. Let me take a look at it.
He said it was canceled due to non-payment because it didn't mm-hmm. go through.
It was canceled because on the 28th of November.
He lives on a fixed income.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So he doesn't have funds to pay this every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the representative canceled out, well, the account was canceled, like you said, due to the decline charge back in November, but I can at least credit the most recent charge. That would be the okay. $39.89 from October the 29th.
Okay.
Hold on for one moment. That credit will be applied back to the MasterCard that ends in 9048. I'm just going to make updates on the account. One moment.
So it sounds like that's not going to process either. That's not a good card number.
Well, if he's with the same institution, once the credit has been applied, they will credit it to the new account.
Apparently, his account mm-hmm. was scammed just like this, and so he had to close the account and open a new one.
Right, but is he with the same bank?
Okay.
So as long as he's with the same bank, once that credit has been applied, the bank, they'll know to credit it to the new account.
Oh, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One moment. Just updating the account. Be right with you. Okay, everything is processed. Now, your bank or credit card company does take about 3 to 5 business days to process the order.
Okay, and is this is the Healthy Aware Living, is what y'all do business as or whatever?
That might just be for billing purposes, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Well, your Let me take a look at it. That would be the October. Remember the November charge that was declined. It didn't process.
It processed on my end on November 1st for $39.89. Healthy Aware Living.
Right, that $39.89, it posted to our account on the 29th of October. So it takes a couple of days for it to actually process, you know, on your end. So that's the one that I did credit, the $39.89.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And has been canceled.
Yes, it has. It was canceled back in November, I think it was. Yeah, 28th of November because of the decline charge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.